from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Francis Salesiar. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Mary and John Scanlon from Collingwood, Ontario. This Mass is offered for the living and deceased members of the Scanlon, Cartwright, and Nealon families. In thanksgiving for 70 years of marriage, for their 6 children, 7 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren, and for the staff and the celebrant priest that make the Daily TV Mass possible. Our thanks to Mary and John Scanlon for making it possible for tens of thousands of faithful across Canada and around the world to share in this celebration. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
As we come together, the liturgy of today reminds us that God reveals himself to the humble, to the simple, and to the meek. But you are reminded and challenged, are we able to recognize him in the ordinary events and in the ordinary people? Let us ask God's pardon and mercy for the moments where we fail to see Christ in others. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, our Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that Moses had turned aside to see, God called him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." Then God said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." God said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God said, I will be with you. And this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure some point in our lives we have all run across a problem that requires an out-of-the-box solution. Sometimes things in life have very simple answers, such as how much will you get if you add 2 + 2? Other times in life are not quite as simple. For instance, solving world hunger, solution to global warming, or initiating world peace. The funny thing about trying to solve problems is that sometimes they can be limited based on our previous experiences. I remember reading a story about this truck company who were developing a new model. Many engineers and craftsmen worked on the project day and night for a few months. They took time to design the look of the vehicle with the state of the art, design the engine that would take less fuel, and design the interior with much care and precision. Finally, there stood the fruits of their labor, a majestic-looking new truck. As they were planning to bring the vehicle out of the garage, there was a big problem. Throughout the process, no one measured the vehicle's height on the exit. As they were trying to bring it out, they realized the vehicle was 3 inches taller than the exit. So they had to convene a board meeting to solve the problem. The engineers and learned people were suggesting remodeling it or reworking the project. Others were saying to change the exit of the garage. As the discussion was going on, an ordinary mechanic wanted to say something. But they all frowned upon him and gave a disgusted look. But the boss wanted to give him a chance to explain his idea. The mechanic simply said, "Why don't you remove some air from the tire?" He continued, "The tire is almost 9 inches. Remove half the air and take the vehicle out and inflate it again once the vehicle is out of the garage." Sometimes the solution is present in the simplicity of life. We hear a similar statement in the gospel of today. "You have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants." God continuously reveals himself to us through various events and most often through ordinary events and people. Oftentimes the problem of ours is that we become accustomed to a certain way of thinking and acting, and we fail to see any possibilities out of it. We have given a face to God. We cannot go anything outside of that face. Oftentimes we have set up ideas about God and others, and it is hard to break that. And that's why Jesus is challenging the people of his time. Jesus, in a way, directly criticizes the so-called wise and the intelligent, those in power and authority, particularly culturally and religious authority. If anyone should have been able to recognize the John, the forerunner, to the Messiah and Jesus as the Messiah, it should have been the wise, because they were extremely knowledgeable on the scriptures. And yet, for all their wisdom and great intelligence, they were unable to see the truth that was in front of them. We must understand this gospel in light of yesterday, where Jesus warns the people of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum for their unbelief. "For we heard, if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, Tyre, and Sidon, they would have remained until today." Their intellectual pride did not give way to understanding who Jesus was. They would question, "What good can come out of Nazareth?" They would comment, "Is he not the carpenter's son?" In contrast to the wise and intelligence of the world, who think they have it all figured out and don't need God, Jesus says that the Father has revealed the truths of the kingdom of God to those who are like little children, who are like infants, who know that they need someone to help them. Jesus contrasts intellectual pride with a childlike simplicity and humility. The symbol of the heart is like a babe's, in the sense that they see purely without pretense and acknowledge their dependence and trust in the one who is greater, wiser, and trustworthy. The challenge that Jesus gives to the learned and wise people is a challenge that we are given today. Are we able to see Christ in others? Are we able to see God in the humble and the simple? Jesus is being revealed every day of our lives. Are we able to see him, feel him, and recognize him? Let us bring forth our prayers and petition. We continue to pray for ourselves, for an openness to know God's ways and to move out of our own set ideas about God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. We continue to pray for our family and friends who continue to struggle in their faith life, in their emotional and psychological life, that they may continue to feel the presence of God in their daily lives. We pray to the Lord. We continue to pray for the people who have fallen away from faith, that they may continue to experience the goodness of God, who is always being revealed in the daily events and the people whom they meet. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who feel isolated and alone, may God calm their fears and lead them into peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us take a moment of silence to bring to God our own individual needs. Heavenly Father, we bring before you all these prayers, knowing and trusting you always listen to us, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the earth and goodness of. We have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash my clothes, messes. Pray, dear brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May
the Lord accept sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for the good and good of all his holy church. May this sacred offering, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him, with great goodness, you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts,
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Mercy on us. Have mercy
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may conform our hearts and stir us to serve you in our neighbor. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow your heads for a special blessing as we continue to journey in this ordinary time. Particularly, may God help us to see Christ in others. After each prayer blessing, your response, Amen. May Almighty God bless you in his kindness and pour out saving wisdom upon you. Amen. May he nourish you always with the teachings of the faith and make you persevere in holy deeds. Amen. May he turn your steps toward himself and show you the path of charity and peace. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever and ever.
Amen.
Go in peace. The Mass is ended. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.